This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is powered by the pros at Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric. Arkansas owned, Arkansas operated. GoPascal.com.
This is the Ruskin and Sack Podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing.
Well, okay, theater of the unexpected. That's what it is here with when you are a Arkansas Razorback fan, where it is apparently hard to be humble. Think about this. You were in the doldrums. Things couldn't feel any lower, not a short while ago. And now,
look at you.
Calipari's got your basketball team going in the right direction, and you are 74 days away from claiming the school's first baseball national championship. This is a good time. It's a good time. You can hang on. 74 days away from the ultimate college baseball ecstasy.
I'm glad to see you, Ron. You've come around on that.
I have come around on that.
You're going to go with the 49-7?
Best start.
No, you think they're going to lose more than seven?
They're not losing again.
Oh.
They're not losing again.
Okay.
They're going to ride this sucker out all the way.
Okay.
53-3. There you go. 52-3. Print the shirts. There you go. There it is.
Hmm.
And it's only 74 little days away. We'll keep you updated on the countdown as things move along. They made it official. They officially consummated the relationship with John Vincent Calipari today.
St. Vincent Calipari.
Oh, John St. Vincent Calipari. That's true. Yes, he is going to be canonized.
He will be
at some point here. Yes. So that is that's what's happening. The event will the love in starts at 6 p.m. inside Bud Walton Arena. We will be providing live coverage at that hour here on this radio station that you are listening to right now. There's not really much else to say about it until he speaks, and then we can react to him. Honestly,
I mean,
it's been talked to death for 3 days now.
That was all idle speculation. Was he going to show up? Was he going to, was this going to get done? Okay, it's done. Now we wait. And, I mean, the people with no imagination would sit there and try and figure out what he was going to say. It's a pep rally. That's all this is. Tonight is a pep rally. You get to work in the morning. And, and there's work to be done. You got to fill, 13 scholarships and a bunch of roster spots. You got to get some guys. And, the national media seems to think that there's no expectations here. I would argue that point. I'm for $7.5 to $8 million a year. There are expectations.
And he is a mercenary to try and get a championship. That's what this is about.
The honeymoon period ends at midnight tonight.
The Final Four is not good enough. With what they're paying, the Final Four is not good enough. He has been brought here for one reason. It's a 5-year experiment to see if he can put another championship banner in Bud Walton Arena. That's the end. If that's not the goal, why even do any of this? You know what I mean? Like, that's the goal.
Yeah.
That's the goal. It has to be the goal.
Now, that's from Arkansas' standpoint. Now, from Calipari's standpoint, is you get to reset your coaching clock a little bit. Time was ticking in Kentucky. You were going to be removed if you did not have a huge season next year. So now here he's got a 365-day, he can get everything right. Then he's got to be able to, then you got to produce. And I don't think Sweet 16s and Elite 8s are enough. And I don't know that an appearance in 5 years in the Final Four is going to be enough. I don't think that's what people are expecting.
If in his next 5 NCAA games he goes 1-4, they'll fire him. They will.
Boy.
Well, that's what he's done in his last 5. If that continues, he'll be fired from this place. He'll retire gracefully or something.
I watched a portion of
that. But that's not what they're betting on.
I watched a portion of that Oakland game today that they lost in the tournament. Man, everybody in that situation just looked like they didn't want to be there. I was just watching. Yep. I was almost watching him exclusively. Yep. And everybody's giving your best effort, all of that stuff. But it just looked like, man, they were not. Kentucky just wasn't engaged. And he was probably right. They need a new voice over there. Who that voice is going to be, who knows? But, after about 10 years, I get it. same thing over and over and over again. He's probably tired of it. And he gets a fresh start here, and he gets bailed out, basically, by the University of Arkansas. He gets bailed. I mean, they gave him a five-year deal. He had 1 year left at Kentucky. You could have gotten him next year. But it is what it is.
Yeah. You can join us on the McLarty Daniel Hotline at 866-285-4005. The list of guys, and this is what he has his eye on, I think. The only accomplishment left is one of the rarest accomplishments because he's in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. He's got all that. So 800 wins. You know, he's maybe looking at all-time wins or the list of coaches that have won one at different schools. And I know Patino's on that list. I don't know of anybody else. That is a very exclusive club because Patino won one at Kentucky in 96 and then he won one in Louisville 10-12 years ago, whatever it was. Do we know the names on that list? That's not a lengthy list. You know,
I was looking at this earlier today. He's at 855 wins. He's eight away from Bob Huggins, who's at 863. Then number seven on that list is Adolph Rupp.
Mm-hmm.
You could with a good season, you could catch him then, and then he would pass Jim Calhoun. If he got into the mid 20s this year, he would wind up fourth all time behind Bobby Knight. Yeah. So it's within striking distance. 1202 is the record.
Yeah, Krzyzewski. And then in all of basketball, isn't Tara Vanderveer the all time wins? Yep. And then she announced her retirement last night. After all those years at Stanford. So yeah, this is about securing, this is about what else is left that I haven't done. Well, I'm not the all-time wins leader and I haven't won one at multiple schools. Had a chance. Memphis goes to overtime. They lose to Kansas. Bill Self gets his first, but then he won the one at Kentucky. Mm-hmm. But, this is what drives people like him are these lofty places this is something that we're all going to have to acclimate ourselves to here a little bit. Like, this isn't some, hope I can get a second contract deal. This guy knows what the hell he's doing, all right? He's a Hall of Famer. Arkansas's never hired a Hall of Famer before when they've already been put in the Hall of Fame. So this is a different deal here. This isn't, maybe we'll win 20. This guy is thinking legacy and being one of the all-time greats. That has to be what drives you. Otherwise, he would have packed up and gone away years ago.
And I'm not drawing a comparison to Bielema at all, because when Arkansas hired Bielema, Bielema had gone to three straight BCS games. He hadn't won any of them, but he'd been to three straight. I mean, he was like at the top of his, at the top. He was at or near the top of his profession. He was very highly thought of. And then we found out that it wasn't going to work. This is a different thing. I mean, you're getting a guy that has cachet behind him. What he says, you pretty much have to take at face value and believe. He's been there, done that. With a couple of good years, he's going to push 1,000 wins. I mean, he'll be in that 1,000 win. He's the all-time leader, the active leader among wins among coaches. He's one ahead of Patino. It's pretty good. I mean, there's never been a guy more qualified hired at this school for any job, even chemistry, than this guy.
Yeah,
he knows what he's doing, and now it's yours, man. Have at it. You better win. That's the only caveat is you got to start winning, and there's no ramp up. You have to start this year.
The only coach in men's history to win one at two schools is Rick Pitino. He's the only one. He's the only one. So he wants to make that a party of two, and in the process get some 400 wins maybe and become the all-time men's wins leader here. So that's the driving factor. I mean, obviously he wants to make all of you happy and win stuff
The other thing is,
he's looking at himself too.
The schedule ain't gonna be easy if you got to go to Duke. If you're getting the return trip and that ACC SEC
deal, I would
deal,
think you have to go to Duke next year
with Cal. Yeah,
absolutely,
at Duke.
You do. That they are doing that. They are doing that.
That show writes itself, right?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's must-see TV.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know how many times he's coached in Cameron.
It's Zach from the Ruskin and Zach Show. You've probably heard us talking in the afternoons about United Roofing and Waterproofing. Joey Viviano has always excelled on the residential side and also offers the same great service commercially. So if you're a business owner in Arkansas sick of striking out with other companies, call Joey. Consultations are always free and you can schedule them online at unitedrw.com. Fall in love with your roof like our starting pitching rotation. Call Joey at 479-312-7369. 312-7369.
BetOnline is the number one source for all your sports betting this season and every season. You'll find the latest odds, team matchup info, player news, and game trends all at BetOnline. BetOnline features live betting, free contests, and live scores for almost any sport or game imaginable. The fastest and easiest way to bet all your favorite leagues and events. Go to betonline.ag to join and receive your 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Make sure you use the promo code BELIEVE to receive your rewards. Bet online, where the game starts.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
You know, there are people that something's just wrong with them.
Okay.
Like, I'll give you an example. If you don't like a good, I don't know what they call it. What? It's not a hat race, but when the hats dance and there's something hidden under one of the hats.
Yeah, like it's a shell game. It's a video shell
game. If you don't enjoy that, at a baseball or at anything, you just, what's wrong with you? I've never seen one where I'm not amused. I love them.
I love them. I don't love them anymore.
What happened?
Well, I did the PA for the Naturals on Saturday, and I got kind of a peek behind the curtain on how all of this stuff works.
Oh, no.
I know.
You saw how the sausage was made.
I did. And they, like, the way it goes is, I'm sitting there. I go, da-da-da-da-da, the fill in the blank, you know, find the fry or whatever we did.
And all the hats dance around. And which hat is it under? One, two, or three?
And while that is going on, I lean back and go, what video? And they say one, two, or three. And then I know who's going to win it. I don't even have to look.
Oh, you know so much. You know too much.
Yeah, I do.
It's like working at McDonald's. Right. You never eat there again. You know how it works.
The other thing I don't like is that when they do, there's another video board race that they do. They tell me who wins.
See, I would rather not know.
I would rather not know.
You know, you talked about wrestling. Like, if I was a commentator on wrestling, I wouldn't want to know who wins.
No, no.
Because it would affect me.
Right.
I want to be as shocked as the audience is. I don't want to know about who's going to run in. Just, you know, give me as little the least amount of information I need to call the wrestling match. Because I want to be surprised like the audience. See, you know too much. Now you got to do this whole la thing when they tell you the answer.
I don't like it. And I'm sitting there and I'm talking to a generally speaking, a child that is doing that is watching the board. And I know the answer and I want to go, it's two, dude. It's two.
And all the people down there are like, one, three.
And they're
it's
dumb.
It's two.
Yeah, it's two. Hey, I've got some.
Man.
Yeah, there's another thing, that another little video board thing. Like all the trivia questions and all the answers to.
Yeah, they give them to you.
We do this.
You're like Ken Jennings now. You have all the answers.
Cool. And we also do this, like they play a snippet of a song. And like
I could play that game. Are you kidding me?
I want to play that game too. Like, I want to hear the snippet and go, oh, I knew that. Like, Saturday.
I won in that contest.
It was Journey, Separate Ways.
Oh, I know that one.
And it was the opening riff, like, and it was like a half a second. And I'm like, that's Separate Ways.
Yeah.
But I knew that already.
I won in that game.
You won in that game?
Yeah, I could play. I'll win a year's supply of chapstick or whatever they do over there. I'll do it.
The best ones are like the trike races. That's fun. The eyeball race. Those are cool.
I like that. Nothing in life gives me the joy at a sporting event like a hat race or hat Monty or whatever it's called.
The shell game.
Which hat has the thing under it?
Right.
And then they all dance around. And I'm never right.
No.
But I have fun.
But you know what? For 30 seconds, your troubles are put on hold.
That's exactly right. Yeah. I can forget about life for a while. You know?
Okay.
You know? The waitress is practicing politics as the businessman slowly gets stoned. You know, that kind of thing. I love it. DQ, I wish there was more of it.
DQ, you know who was there Saturday? It was the one-year anniversary of the Elkins Marching Band showing up at
Whoa, okay. Look at
they
that.
Were out. We had some awesome pregame performances, which was great. I also know what they're going to play. I have a list, like a shot list of what they're going to play, which I don't like.
Yeah, you know
too
much.
I like to be in there singing along, identify the song. And,
yeah, it's not fun.
Yeah, I know. I got to go back in the stands.
You do, yeah. With the rest of us hillbillies.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
I like it. I like it a lot. I wish there were more instances where I could find the hat game. I wish you could make your own videos like that.
Yeah, that'd be fun.
That'd be good.
There are people on street corners in the Bronx that do that.
I remember I was on the – now, they never told us who would win. At least I couldn't hear it on the headset. But when the first video board came in to bomb Walker, they had those. And I guess they had a bunch of them at varying speeds. So, like, early in the year, they'd get the slow one, and everybody could keep up. And then one day, they put the, the Ferrari version.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
The Hemi. And that thing was dancing and flipping around. And I'm like, I don't know. Nobody knew.
We've got a texter here on the 47, out of the 479 yes. McClarty Daniel hotline with a very important question.
Hey, Randy, why aren't you playing audio for Drake Field as Coach Cal's coming in? I'll hang up and listen.
Because this isn't News Nation, buddy. That's why. I don't know.
Hey,
we don't do that stuff.
So the Tennessean, which is a newspaper there in Knoxville, ranked the top five SEC jobs.
Yeah.
Who do you think was one?
Kentucky.
Yes. Who was two?
Arkansas.
Correct.
Yeah.
The Tennessean. Yeah. And they ranked Tennessee three.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
That's not going to sit well with the Volunteer fans, is
no,
it?
No. I believe that their subscription rate is currently dropping.
Well, and this at a time when it's never been more difficult to be in the newspaper business. Not a great decision. Not a great move for the subscription.
Florida the fourth best job?
For the rotation circulation base.
Is Florida the fourth best job? I mean, they've got two of the SEC's three titles in this century.
I think that...
I thought they caught lightning in a bottle.
Yeah, I do too. I think that... Are we talking current?
Yeah.
Okay. Alabama appears willing to actually, you know, participate mm-hmm. in basketball, they might be four.
Okay.
Or maybe Auburn. Because they're also in now in basketball.
We got a text about Billy Donovan. This is just a trend. I don't have any information on this whatsoever. This is just a trend that I'm noticing. 20 years ago, we saw a lot of college or NFL coaches moving towards the college game because it was a better lifestyle. Remember, you know, Charlie Weiss came in. There was like this flood of NFL guys that came in and took over head coaching jobs, including Nick Saban, that from the NFL ranks and the NBA. It's flipped around now. NBA guys, they don't want any part of this stuff.
No.
That's why I think Billy Donovan's good with the Bulls. He's happy there. He's committed to the Bulls. Do you want to roll into Kentucky and put up with that?
No. No, he's not going to. Get that job.
You were onto this yesterday, and I thought Scott Drew's posted pictures of him having lunch with big Baylor boosters today
at what do you call
some,
it?
I don't know, some
Los Pollos Hermanos.
Yeah, Los Pollos Hermanos. How was your meal satisfactory? Yeah.
Nobody says no to Gustavo Fring.
Dan Hurley's he's going to turn them down. So you cross the first three names off, which were Oates, Donovan, and Hurley. Cross them off. Drew's gone. Now what?
Yeah, right. Well, I mean,
they're going to get a quality coach. Somebody will say yes, but for them, you can't make this look like it's a long, drawn out process where a bunch of people are turning you down.
Is Jim Herrick still alive?
No.
Oh well, my bad.
That boy cheated. He cheated.
I don't know. Look, they'll get a coach, and you know they probably won't. Sports are not that complicated, okay? It is not that complicated. I have this whole thing figured out. Kentucky's going to get a coach. He's not going to win enough for those people. And they'll get another one. Wash, rinse, repeat. That's it. Because they're still chasing the ghost of Adolph Rupp, and no one's ever going to catch that.
That's literally every job in America.
That's
they're
right.
Not gonna win
yes.
You're going to get fired.
That's how it is here.
You're hired to get fired.
That's right.
Just make sure you got a decent
buyout. I was doing the math on this today. This is my ninth coach dog and pony show I've seen here doing this job in like 15 years. They've done this 9 times. So if you want to know why I'm a little cynical about these sorts of things, because they do this every 2 years. I mean, it's just absurd. So, yes, I mean, I would like to see the results and then plan my trip accordingly to San Antonio next year, if you don't mind. I'm not willing to book the tickets today. Okay. I don't have that kind of courage. I don't know.
They put out the details on his contract. The money doesn't interest me as much. It's the perks that always interest me.
Yeah.
He's got a membership to the Blessings.
Yeah.
A membership at Fayetteville Athletic Club.
Oh, FAC in the house. Okay. What up, baby?
Now his buyout.
That's actually one of the three perks I got when I did TV was a membership to FAC.
If the university fires him, it's 75% of the remaining contract is owed to him. Right. And his buyout is $6
million. Right.
And then it's performance-based. He's going to make $7.5 million a year. He took a $500,000 pay cut to reset his clock.
Yeah.
$7.5 million goes a little bit further here in Northwest Arkansas than it does in Lexington. Not for long.
Not as far as in Conway or Bald Knob, though. I mean, good Lord. You know how expensive stuff is up here? It's crazy.
Very.
It's crazy. He should live in Fort Smith and commute. It'd be cheaper.
Hey, you take the company plane.
Mountainburg.
Right. DQ down there.
What?
You're in that direction.
He should get a house in Alma and drive up every day. Or have someone drive him
up. Take the pig trail every morning.
Well, if you're in Alma, you're not going to take the pig trail. You're going to take 49.
If you have a Harley, you will.
Well, that's true. I don't think he's a Harley guy.
Yeah, that's in the contract.
He feels like a wine and brie guy. I mean, I don't know if he's a Harley.
That's in the contracts now.
What? You can't have a motorcycle?
they discourage that.
The Ben Roethlisberger clause?
Yeah, you know, it's not Ben Roethlisberger.
Or the Bobby Petrino clause.
Here's somebody saying Pop going to Kentucky. Now, I think you got the first three letters right, but it's Pope.
Mark Pope.
Yeah, Mark Pope, former Kentucky player.
That's their floor.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's it. I mean, that's a floor right
And he
there.
Would be welcomed home.
Whatever happened to Travis Ford? Remember when he was a coach?
Eddie's little boy?
What happened to him?
I don't know. He was a hot commodity for a while.
They wouldn't get Richard Pitino, you think?
You know, if his dad didn't coach there, I think you could do a lot worse. And you could do a lot worse than Richard Pitino.
Yeah.
But with the last name, it would seem on the outside, you're just basically, whatever the kids call it, DQ, running it back, trying to run it back, trying to recreate. It's like going and getting Saul Smith, Tubby's kid. And you know, come on back, man. We need you to coach. You played
Saul Smith.
You're welcome.
He was good.
He was pretty good.
Yeah.
He's one of the few coaches' kids that could play.
Yeah. Not bad. I don't know.
He was at St. Louis. I guess he was just released from Travis Ford. Was just released, relieved of his duties at St. Louis.
Oh, I see. Okay, all right.
St. Louis hired the guy from Indiana State.
Here's someone wanting me to talk about waiting out things at the airport. No. I did that. It's the worst job I've ever had.
It's not the worst job in TV.
No, it is not.
It's not even close. The worst job is when you have an incident and then you have to wait it out. And it drags on for days.
An incident.
It could be something where someone passes away and you have to wait. I've had done lake duty twice. It sucks.
Oh, yeah. That's that.
It sucks.
Airplane duty. I was talking in the realm of sports.
Sports, yes.
I've done that. I mean, I had to go. They wanted me to go shoot video of Mitch Mustaine packing up his dorm room when he was leaving. I had some of the worst assignments, and I had a lousy, I mean, Jason was great, but the other supervisor was just awful. Just awful things I had to do over there. I was miserable doing television. And they only put me on TV one day a week, so it was obviously a waste of my talent. Because
is that what we're going
with? Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
I get to shine doing this stuff. 5 days a week, man, prime time. And the TV, they totally wasted my abilities at all. I can't shoot video. It's all crooked and the color's all wrong. But you know what? Hey, they had to throw me out of the weather department for some reason, even though I got that one snowstorm right. And, but you know, 4029 got it wrong.
I mean, you're focusing on the one you got right. It was the other ones that you got wrong.
Well, I'm a Hog fan. I only focus on the things that went well.
Only on the victories. Gotcha.
I don't focus on the things that went wrong.
No, I got you.
I'm not going to do that. Why would I do that?
That seems way too logical, right?
Of course. Right. Exactly. All right. Bob and Branson is offering up his guest house.
Oh, I'll be there.
To Calipari, not you.
Fine. Thanks, Bob.
That's a longer commute than Alma, though.
A little bit. By the way, Arkansas 4-0 in the bottom of the fifth. That's our one per hour.
Yeah, you get one update per hour, and that's it. If you don't want more, go figure it out. I'm also happy to report that the YouTube issue has been cleared up, so we're on YouTube doing
fingers
this
out of
thing.
Noses, people.
That's right. Yeah. Well, we were on the other stuff. We were on Twitch. But YouTube wasn't working, but now YouTube is
put your
is
teeth
up and running.
Your bra on, everybody. We're back on TV.
Your best teeth.
Oh!
Your Sunday teeth. Put them in.
Oh, we are getting a must-bust sweatshirt. Lizzie's going to bring that by.
All right.
Outstanding.
This is fantastic.
Yes, please. If you want to get rid of your must-bust stuff, we will take it.
Yeah, we will. We'd love to have
it. We'd love to have the golf cart.
Yeah, that'd be good, too.
That'd be great.
We know where it is.
Who yeah, knows? We do. That'd be... Wouldn't that be awesome to like drive from our office to the front office?
Yeah.
Or drive us from the parking lot to the building. Since since we're running out of room, we can't park in front of the building anymore. There's too many cars around.
Elf.
What was that?
That's Ty.
Elf?
Elf. Not really.
Oh, I know what he did.
Yeah.
Do it again.
Elf.
Do not do that.
No. I hope he's got his waterproof mascara on tonight because it's gonna be Niagara Falls when they hand Calipari the jersey or the hog hat or whatever they're gonna do, the basketball, whatever sort of a handoff there is on the stage. It's gonna be Niagara Falls up there for Ty and people like him.
Enjoy the pleasure of an Arkansas win and pleasuring yourself to that win, man.
That's it.
That's the one.
Just don't use the potato mitts. It's 25 minutes until the hour here on Ruskin and Zach on ESPN Arkansas. Hitthatline.com.
My rolly don't tick, it glides.
That's right.
I don't know what that means.
It I don't know.
That's how you know a Rolex is fake.
It's not a Bolex or a Rolox.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Okay. We need to pace ourselves today, troops. We're going to be here till the very end, till the bitter end. So pace yourselves.
Yeah. I'm going to call. We may do it on the air. Mm. If this thing runs long, I'm calling Channel 5 demanding that Wheel of Fortune be put on the air at 6:30. I'm going to do that. I really
am. Run it late? Like 11:30?
No. They've got something to run at 11:30.
I thought
they'll JIP it and it'll screw everything up.
Oh.
I hate that.
Yeah.
Also, DQ, we're getting regular old Jeopardy again today. No more tournaments.
Oh, good.
Yeah, regular old Jeopardy's back today. I'm very excited about that.
The hard version.
Yes, that's right.
I actually like the tournaments, though, because I know more of the questions.
Oh, okay.
We have boots on the ground over at Drake. Calipari did not kiss the ground when he got here. He does not have the heart of a Razorback.
Son of a gun. I told you he was just a mercenary.
He's Dana Altman all over again.
He's just here to get some money.
Yep. Your money.
That's right. Not my money.
Hey, did you hear about the Deion Sanders dinner? No. 20 grand. To sit in the room with him.
What is he running for office?
No, they just want more money.
20 grand a plate?
20 grand a table.
Oh, a table?
Wow. Yeah.
Split up. That's not that bad.
Yeah, you go Dutch.
8 seats.
Yeah, you're fine. It's not that bad.
Y'all in a different tax bracket than me.
You mean the next coach here, Deion Sanders? Oh, boy.
Deion Calipari.
Hey.
Dave? Oh, Dave would pull his hair out.
To widen all the doorways for the heads.
Did you hear him yesterday?
What did he say?
We'll talk about Dave's response to Calipari's arrival.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
picture this. A cold winter's night and suddenly no heat. That's exactly what happened to us. But when we called Pascal Air Plumbing and Electric, they were right there. Their pros didn't just fix our heating. They brought back our home's warmth and comfort in no time. Even when our water heater started leaking, Pascal was the first name we thought of. Quick, professional, and so understanding. With Pascal's flexible payment options, we didn't have to worry about a big expense all at once. Now our home is comfortable, and so is our budget. Schedule now at gopascal.com.
Or even on Twitch for you kids out there.
DQ, are you a Twitcher?
No. Okay. Sometimes I watch Minecraft videos on YouTube, but
why?
Not on Twitch.
Why?
Because I like Minecraft.
Really doesn't answer the question.
I don't know. I just like watching them build the houses.
Okay. You ever go to a construction
site? HGTV for that.
Yeah. Don't you ever go to a construction site?
Just no, I like build houses. I like Minecraft.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Let's see here. Wheel of Fortune will be seen at 1:30 a.m. That's unacceptable. This is Pat's last year. I could understand if it was like, you know, a few years ago. But I mean, come on.
You'll be all right.
I just want to call him and be one of those annoying people. It's like, hey, put wheel on. Wait, who is this guy? Well, I don't care about this. I want to see Pat Vanna.
Who says they're carrying it live?
Oh, that's a good point.
Thank you. They may cut away.
All right. They may cut away.
Maybe they don't want to deal with the old people either.
That's right. Well, I mean, it's a typical crowd.
Right.
All people want is to watch the wheel and the weather. Everything else is just a waste of time. That's all they want. Give the people what they want, Zach.
Okay.
That's what I say.
Dave sounded particularly perturbed.
Oh, he did.
Perturbed yesterday. DQ, you haven't heard this, so I want you to listen to it. And Dave, they moved the baseball game, which was originally scheduled for 3 o'clock. They moved it to 1 o'clock. And Dave seemed, I'll let you decide.
You guys probably haven't been told. We just moved the game up because there's supposedly a window now. So that'll give you guys a little more time to handle basketball and all that stuff you're really interested in right now. Do I pay any attention to it? Yeah, I watch it, and I'm glad it's over. It's finally baseball season, right? Yeah, I pay attention to it, man.
You going to talk to him about waving goodbye that time?
Well, you know, if he wants to.
Let me tell you something. Don Calipari has no interest in supporting any of the other sports at any campus he works on. Remember when he got in that big deal about a basketball school with Stoops and all that? Remember that?
Yes.
He's here to do one job. That's it. Now, he may throw out a first ball at bomb or something, but he's getting in a car and leaving right after that. He is not sticking around. Come on.
I don't know.
He is here to do one job.
We'll see. I mean, that department is, I don't know.
Department is what? Finish the sentence.
Well, you're not going to get the pushback from the football office that you got from Mark Stoops. Mark Stoops wins 9 games a year. You're not going to get the pushback there. Dave probably, you know, I don't know. That's going to be I want to be there for that. It's going to be the weirdest introduction of all time. Yes, I flipped you off. Yes, I told you to go
off. He didn't flip him off. I did.
You don't know that?
I saw him. He was just waving.
That in that frame, yes. You don't know what he did before that. You don't know what he did after that.
Yeah, you probably didn't flip him off.
I did talk to a coach on campus today, and I'm like, dude, we're back in the suit game, right? And apparently the peer pressure will not affect certain coaches. They will not wear suits. Jordan Weber may show up in a suit during the postseason this year to honor Cal. DQ, have you ever worn a suit?
No.
Okay. You want to?
Sure.
All right. Now we're talking.
DQ, we're being told that a time-lapse video of people building pools is an exciting thing to watch.
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube.
Or I like the concrete ones when they're spreading the cement on the, you know, doing bricklaying and stuff.
Oh, yeah, masonry.
Yeah, I love those.
I got into landscaping videos, like time-lapse landscaping videos a couple months ago.
You would like the pool ones then.
I've seen those. Okay. I don't mind those. The landscaping ones when like they go into the yard that's been overgrown.
Yeah.
And then they just, you know, they mow the yard and it comes out and it looks like, you know, Fenway Park. Those are my favorites.
I like the time lapses of where they like change the basketball arena to hockey and then vice versa, you know, where they put all the stuff down and they take it away and put it all up. That's cool. I like that.
Going to a public pool to watch people swim.
Well, somebody did that and they were promptly fired.
Yeah, that's also
They weren't drunk on the air, but
what
they.
What was that?
Oh, yeah, this is all. I called my parents on the way home yesterday because I didn't get to talk to them on the way to work yesterday. And this is all they could
talk
about.
Hold on. Yeah. You talked to your parents on the way to work?
Yeah. how I get.
I do that.
It's how I get psyched up to get in here and sit with you for 4, 5, 10 hours. That's what I do. Yeah.
Wow.
It's part of my process.
Okay. Anytime I get in the car, it just assume I'm going to be calling both of my parents. If my mom doesn't answer, I'll call my dad or vice versa.
Are you too afraid to be alone?
Sometimes I just don't want to listen to music, so I'll call
them. Yeah, music sucks. I'm tired of music. I'm over music.
You need to listen to new music.
No.
Or old music. Music you haven't listened to.
Well, I mean, sometimes I get in the car and listen to Mark Levin after work, but usually it's I call somebody or, you know, listen to something.
Stephen Cave Springs is watching the car wash detailing time-lapse videos.
I love detailing.
Those are fun.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
I like cake decorating, the icing.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah.
so good.
Yeah. I need. Now, there's another one. I like watching the outdoor, the survival guys when they go out into, you know, they're like, you know, making, you know, what do you call it? Cordon bleu in a tent in the middle of a blizzard.
Chicken cordon bleu.
Yeah, chicken cordon bleu out of like, you know, just, you know, items that they have around the campsite, that kind of stuff. I'll watch those all day long.
Yeah.
Lizzie says, listen to audiobooks. Can we talk about Lizzie for a second? Because it's just the three of us. Lizzie, God bless her.
There's like 1,100 other people, but yeah, there's this.
Yeah, whatever. Lizzie is Lurch's girlfriend. She's wonderful. I love Lizzie to death. Lizzie comes in and subtly announces to me that she is buying a brand new car. And this car is not cheap. She's having this car built on another continent and then shipped to us.
Yes.
Now, is this is first world problems, right?
Right.
Okay.
Well, someone's got to be the breadwinner in that house.
Right.
It ain't Lurch.
It ain't going to Lurch. So yes. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
All right, and
I know,
like,
all about that.
Right. But when I looked at her with this look of derision, like, wow, you're having your car shipped. I hope it doesn't go through Baltimore. But I mean,
it's too soon. It's too soon.
No. Like, then it would delay soon. It. That's what I'm saying, is it would delay it. It goes through Savannah and it'll be quicker. But I Googled the price tag on this car.
$85,000.
You're in the neighborhood.
90?
A little down.
What port is it going to?
I'm thinking it's going to go to Savannah. That would be the normal route.
We should go down to Savannah and meet it.
Yeah, and drive it away.
And drive it back.
Yeah, no, let's just drive it to somewhere.
Or just drive it.
Strip it, sell it, and then...
It's going to Galveston.
Is it going to Galveston? Okay.
Galveston.
All right, well, that's her...
Oh, Galveston.
That's down near her hometown.
That's so closer.
Yeah. For her, it is.
It's an easier drive.
Home. Yeah. Now, I saw the price tag on it, and she got all the bells and whistles and got it, you know, made to... She went up, test drove one, and decided, and then built her car. Now, mm-hmm. That's something you would do.
Really?
Yes.
You seen what I drive?
Today. I saw what you drove before that.
That ain't happening again. That is not happening again. Let me tell you. Not happening again.
It is...
What if I became a truck guy? What do you think about that?
You're not a truck guy.
Do you think it would ruin trucks for the rest of the world and then everyone would get rid of their trucks because I had one?
You know,
because I'm in favor of that.
Okay, so... I have this miraculous power of making all the stuff that my daughter likes uncool by liking it. Same thing. Don't do that. There are people out there that really like their trucks, and they see you rolling around in one.
Well, that's what I want to do. I want to ruin life for people, and so I think I could do that.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
No.
I could do that.
Right. Don't do that.
Okay. What about sports cars?
No, don't do that.
You ruin that for people,
too. I think
you're
too tall. Yeah. It wouldn't work out.
Yeah, I had a friend of mine worked in this industry. He was 6'8", and he drove a Camaro, convertible Camaro. He didn't fit in it. And
did he put his head out the roof?
Well,
or
when
something?
He sat in the car, you would see, like, you'd see him coming down the road, and his head was taller than the windshield. You'd just see the top of his head as he was driving along.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
Lizzie says she's not being pretentious. Yes, you are. Look, if you drive a car with three letters, and then you have to have it shipped over, you're having it built and then shipped. That's pretentious.
Okay.
A little bit, but that's okay.
Yeah. I think I want to ruin trucks for the audience. That's what I want to do. I'll get one and they'll be like, oh, this guy is a truck. I can't get one now.
You think
what it'll do for car sales. They'll go through the roof.
That's true. That's right. Also true. There's an opportunity to be had.
That's right. Exactly. See, I'm all over it. Yeah. All right. Well, anyway. So is there like a $95,000 car?
Something like it's German.
Ring a ding ding.
And it's three letters, and it's the new one. It's not a 24, it's a 25. And it's nice. I mean, I'll give her that. It's nice, but you can't sit there and go, no, I'm not a snob, but I'm having my car delivered No, you can't do that. It doesn't work that way.
Like Carvana.
Right. No, no, no. This will be a little different. This will be a lot different.
This sounds like a typical Wednesday in Benton County. But
yes. My
luxury car is being delivered today from overseas. Right.
I'm having someone drive it over. That's because right. I'm too busy.
I sent Thurston down to pick it up for us. Our family footman.
I sent for it.
Yeah, I sent. That's sent for it. Yes. She also pointed out that they don't like work on Fridays and they have beer in their office.
Okay.
We're in the wrong business.
Yes. Yes, I know. I'm polishing up the resume as
we
speak.
Yeah, I think I'm going to have to because we're getting screwed.
I am.
Abner wants you to ruin disc golf. I would like to second that.
No, I don't want to ruin that. It's already ruined. It's a terrible thing to do.
No, because we're getting into disc golf season where they'll be prancing around out there with their 37 Frisbees.
Yeah, they do prance.
They do. They really do.
Sachet, yep. Some would say. I don't want to ruin that because the die's already cast on who you are when you play that game. So, yeah, it's not good. I want to ruin something people actually enjoy. That's what I want to do.
Seem to enjoy disc golf a lot, and they have no problem telling you about it.
They're like wrestling guy. I mean, come on, they're in the minority. They're not a major factor in all of this, or something like that. It sounds like Dave is mad that nobody pays attention to baseball till like June. That's what it sounds like to me.
I think he was just subtly.
Well, play somebody worth a damn in the middle of the week. Maybe people will care. I'm just saying.
Well, they played Auburn. They played Alabama.
In the middle of the week.
Well, no, they're not. Well, they got Texas Tech next week. How's that?
Better. It's better.
They got somebody the week after that. I can't remember who.
It's better. Missouri State's coming in here. That's never an easy out. An easy win.
Somebody wants you to take up cycling.
No, that involves me not being lazy, and I'm not a fan of that. Mm.
You're listening to the Ruskin and Zach podcast, brought to you by United Roofing and Waterproofing. Here to help with all your residential and commercial roofing needs. Call Joey and his team at 479-312-7369 or check them out online at unitedrw.com. Join the local conversation on the McLarty Daniel Hotline, 866-285-4005. McLarty Daniel, a vehicle for every lifestyle.
Welcome to McLarty Daniel Country.
With 6 giant locations and over 3,000 vehicles, Northwest Arkansas is McLarty Daniel Country. Stop by one of our showrooms today to shop our full lineup of cars, trucks, and SUVs.
McLarty Daniel is proud to be your premier automotive destination.
Need service? We work on all makes and models 6 days a week. Plus, our full-service collision center can repair anything from a minor ding to a major collision. Have you visited McLarty Daniel Country?
Visit us online at McLartyDaniel.com.
It is, we have not discussed this.
Uh-huh.
It is DQ Thoughts Day.
Yeah, it is.
DQ, do you have thoughts?
I do.
All right.
Okay,
so,
I like this.
Now, as we scramble to get everything ready to go here, it is time.
Okay, yeah, go ahead. I'm almost there.
For DQ to share her thoughts
yes.
about something here on Ruskin and Zach. DQ, take it
okay.
away.
What I'm about to say has some exclusions to it. Okay.
All right.
I do not think that dogs deserve to go everywhere with you.
Oh,
okay. This is excluding service dogs. Okay.
Okay?
I just want to say
right.
that before anyone says service dogs excluded from this conversation. People who need service dogs.
What about a service alligator?
That is not a
okay.
thing.
Okay. DQ concerned about cancel culture.
Okay. I'm not trying to say your service dog should not go with you.
Uh-huh.
But any other dog that is not, a registered service dog does not have the right to go with you everywhere you go.
Uh-huh.
And it really bothers me.
Go on.
So like the family pet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You see dogs everywhere now. The grocery store. I went to this event. It wasn't a farmer's market, but it was like a vendor's market thing. There were probably one dog to every 5 people.
Mm.
It was a ton of dogs. I went to the bathroom and a dog put his nose like under the stall. Like I was fighting dogs in the bathroom.
The drug dog?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, okay.
I just don't think that dogs should go everywhere. because it's just not all dogs are as well behaved. And, you know, service dogs are trained, like really trained. Yep. And, you know, you're not supposed to pet them and you're not supposed to talk to them. And they are there to do a job. Your other dog isn't. It's just there with you, barking in the grocery store. Yeah. Top dog.
Hoping you'll drop the bacon,
right?
Yeah.
What about Snoop Dogg?
Well, he's a person.
Just asking. All right, go on.
But do you guys notice? Have you guys noticed this house increase in dogs everywhere?
I saw one yesterday. I was grocery shopping.
In a enclosed space, your dog does not need to be.
The house farm just texted in. Apparently, the only recognized service animals in Arkansas are dogs and horses.
I'd go with the dogs.
I wouldn't want to be walking through the restroom and see a horse walking.
Well, I think horses are used for therapy purposes.
You can't get the horse under the doorway into the store.
Sheldon says this is spoken like a true cat
no,
lady.
No. I'm okay.
You're very pro cat.
Animals don't deserve to go everywhere where people go.
DQ,
deserve to be thrown off the bridge either.
DQ, if it were allowed, would you take Mia to work?
No, probably not, because I would be really worried about her peeing somewhere or something.
I worry
because
about him peeing.
Cat pee is like one of the worst smells on the planet.
It's horrible.
And it's insanely difficult to get out of anything, so I probably wouldn't take her.
These floors are designed to absorb.
That would be bad.
So, it absorbs the smell. It won't be any problem.
But, no, it's just, like you guys have noticed, right? Dogs are everywhere.
There are
and
a lot of dogs.
They shouldn't be everywhere.
Joe and Fayetteville's noticed an uptick in pet chinchillas lately in the big box stores. DQ?
Interesting. I've seen a chinchilla before.
Here's Shane and Alma. He went to a local restaurant and an elderly couple had their Yorkie in a booster seat.
See? That especially, they should not be at a restaurant.
No, they should not. Here's somebody claiming that one of our local hardware stores is a dog park.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You ever seen one of these dog parks?
No, I don't go to the dog park.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
You at a dog park?
Well, I've been at a dog park, but there's never dogs there. It's like, what did we build this for? There's no dogs here.
I see what you're saying, because there should be a dog, at least, you know. They should rotate shifts.
We build dog parks and there's no dogs, but we take the dogs to the hardware store to buy nails.
Yes.
Well,
you know, yes.
Okay, all right.
Some towns build bike paths and there are no bikers. DQ, are we adding dogs to the list of things that you hate?
No, I like dogs.
Uh-huh. It doesn't seem that way.
No,
in the backyard where they belong.
I like dogs. I like seeing dogs, but in outdoor spaces.
I see.
Okay.
You know, outdoors.
Outdoors, because...
What about a pot-bellied pig? How do you feel about those service animals?
I don't think those count.
Okay.
Do they... Now, who is... I have a serious question for a moment, if I may. Who legislates those service dog vests? People aren't knocking those off, are they? Are those all legitimate? Because I'd hate to have people that need that designation not getting it because someone, you know, got a fake one or stole
it
or whatever.
I don't know.
How are those doled out?
I do know that... What is it that they're not, it's not required. Like if you're asked about the service dog, you're not required to tell.
What's the most?
Well, you don't pet them. I know that
much. What's the most popular service dog at the Fayetteville Farmer's Market?
German Shepherd.
Okay.
Or
Bubbles the Chimp.
Yeah.
Golden Retriever.
Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Golden Retrievers are probably the standard dog.
How does a dog get service dog status where you get the whole harness and everything that says don't pet? It's all official. How does that happen? What's the process? Someone's got to know the process on that. I'm curious how that works.
Great question.
I don't know.
I feel like it's pretty difficult
Jamie and Rogers just figured this out. They're not at the dog parks because they're in the stores, restaurants, and places where the people go.
Where people go,
right.
Yeah.
People are at
people
the dog park.
People don't need to go to the dog park.
No.
They need to go to the Olive Garden.
I mean, man, the Olive Garden is getting a lot of attention
the last
2 days.
This is just
what
the first one.
DQ, what about head coaches that push their dog in a stroller?
See, that's fine. It's an outdoor space.
Okay.
If he wants to do that.
I don't know there was a dog in there.
If he wants to do that, that's fine.
What else would have been in there?
I don't know. A nephew. Okay. I don't know what it was. Grandbaby.
DQ, Joe would like to know he's a 10, but he brings his dog on a first date.
See, that would stress me out.
Okay.
The dog starts barking. It moves around. It's just...
Well, if you're on a date and you meet the dog and the dog didn't like you, you're sunk.
Oh, you're screwed.
It's over.
You know,
it is over.
You say that?
Yeah.
My dog hated my ex. I mean, hated her. Yeah. Like, dog never chewed anything up in his life except her stuff.
Yeah.
And like, he would look at me like, dude, I'm telling you, this is a bad idea. And you know what? He was right.
He was right.
He was absolutely 100% right.
That's why you gotta win the dog over.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. You
and
gotta go
you know,
the
you start
dog,
put start putting meat in your shoes.
You gotta
or
treat this like cow. Like you meet somebody, the dog is the parent. You gotta get the dog on your side, otherwise nothing else falls.
Oh, it's
line.
Over. Yeah,
yeah.
That's right.
I mean,
the dogs don't like you. You're not going
as
anywhere.
As soon as you leave, the dog's gonna tell him like, look, that's a no. That's a no from me.
It's a no from me. Yes, yes, that's right. Yeah, they you got to win the dogs over.
Here's somebody at out of the 479 saw a woman with a baby monkey at a Walmart in Fort Smith.
That's just not right.
That's not cool.
A what?
A baby monkey.
Oh Lord.
Like one of those
also, can we get are we still doing the thing where regular people are owning exotic animals? This is never a good idea.
Such,
I
know,
agree.
Such as.
You should only have domesticated animals.
Well, like when you get a baby tiger. Like, this is not a great idea.
Where do children come down on that list? Because I'd like to review that if we could.
This is not a great idea. You know, just don't do it. Just get regular pets and don't get, you know, boa constrictors.
Yeah,
or,
what do you say about people who have pet snakes?
Well,
I think it's weird.
Well, I mean, and they got that. What do you call the glass? It's not an aquarium.
Yeah, it is.
An atrium?
An atrium. Good.
When you put the hot light on there so it's hot in there the whole time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. That thing. Yeah.
I don't like snakes.
You know what I heard the other day on the news? One of these weather people has a pet bearded dragon.
Who?
Well, one of these weather people on the
TV.
Yeah.
I know someone who has a bearded dragon or a lizard or something.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Dragon.
I just don't. I don't like reptiles. I don't like the feeling of their skin.
Yeah.
So I've never held a snake, but I've known someone with a pet snake.
Uh-huh.
And I just, it freaks me out.
Okay.
Yeah. You think, Coach Calipari is like, let me see what kind of media we got around here in my new town.
No.
And he hops on this show and he's like, what the hell is this?
I can assure you that the person with him goes, no.
There's just a couple of local idiots.
Here's
the good station.
Here's the propaganda station.
That's right.
Right.
I just want to know, you know, what the, or maybe Cal's a podcast guy.
He might be.
Car.
He might be.
Or he listens to books. Who knows? We These are the questions we want answered that won't get asked, though.
Mm.
You know, hey, podcast, what do you listen to? Books, what do you do? He's written, by the way, like 3 or 4 books.
Has
you know
he?
That? Yeah, I was looking
published.
Up his books. He's got like 3 or 4 books going back to, you know, several years. But yeah, he is a multi-time author. When's the last time Arkansas hired a published author? Probably Gus, the Hurry Up, No Huddle, Philosophy. Yeah. How about
Sherwin Bielema?
Oh, Bielema's books were in crayon. I mean, what are you talking about?
They were books. Those were books that needed to be colored.
That's right. Yes.
Not written.
Where are all the pictures? Hey, there are no pictures in this book.
DQ, here's somebody that has a therapy kangaroo.
Okay.
I don't think that's real.
Okay.
I bet you can't own a kangaroo here.
Yeah, maybe you can't. I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you're not really supposed to own exotic animals.
Says who?
The law.
There's America.
Is there a law that says in Arkansas, there are people in this.
In this state? No. You can do whatever you want.
I mean, I understand, like in Vermont, you can't own, a single man can't own 2 sheep. I get it. But this, why couldn't you have a kangaroo? What? It's actual law, man. I'm not making that up. Single men are not allowed to own sheep. It's a law. Look it up.
I believe you. The louder you get, I don't believe you any less.
You know what? Damn it.
Oh, man. All right. Let's see here. Your drive home is powered by Mr. Sparky here on Ruskin and Zach. 866-285-4005 is how you can join us here. We will have the Calipari stuff for you coming up at 6 p.m. Thanks to the Limber Real Estate Group. LindberghTeam.com and Maverick Male Medical, your wellness and aesthetic center for men in Northwest Arkansas. Look better, live better, love better. MaverickMaleMedical.com. Okay. Let's see. What is this? Kangaroo is good eating. Oh, Lord.
Come on. Really? Guys, we got like business to tend to, and we're talking about eating kangaroos. What's wrong with you people? Oh, here's somebody text of the 479 says you can own a kangaroo. That apparently he had one at church in Fort Smith on Easter. That seems weird. I mean, are we? You know what? Let
That's
it go.
Weird.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
Well, can and should are two very different things.
Thank you, Dr. Ian Malcolm.
That's exactly right. We've said that for years. Just because you can live on $15 a week doesn't mean you should. That's right. Anyway, you ever know people who have birds? Like, I remember in high school hanging out with somebody who had a bird.
Bird people are weird.
House smelled awful.
So I was down at the down in Hot Springs at the parade, the St. Patrick's Day parade. There was a dude had a parakeet on his hat. I thought it was a fake thing. And all of a sudden, the bird like took off and he had it on a string and it would like fly around his head a couple times and land back on his hat. It's the scariest thing I've ever seen in my life. I'm like, what the hell?
Yeah, that
and
is,
every now
that's
and then, funny. Every now and then, and it probably had like a 4-foot circumference, and it would just fly around for a second.
That is
pop right back on.
That
his head.
Is disturbing when the fake animal reveals itself
to
be
real. Yeah.
It's like an episode of the old Candid Camera show. You're like, what?
Like I'm sitting there. Look, you saw all kinds of weird people at this thing, so it wasn't that big a deal. And he was probably like me to DQ away. He's probably 10 feet away from me, and I'm looking. I'm like, he's got a bird on his head. And somebody in the crowd goes, "Yeah, it's a live bird. Watch!" And all of a sudden, I mean, the thing just took off and started flying around. It's flapping its little wings.
It's crazy.
And then landed right back in the same spot.
Maybe someone will bring their therapy bird to the Calipari rally tonight. Maybe that'll do that.
There's a great question from Corey. Which button on the microwave is for kangaroo?
That's a great
question.
We're looking for that.
Yeah, I'm sure that they have them
down
there.
We're looking for that.
Where's Peter? Peter can answer that.
Yeah, he would.
He's from Australia.
Also, we strive for accuracy here. The glass box that a snake goes in is a terrarium, not an atrium.
Sorry.
The atrium is the front of a... is the middle of one of those hotels that's got the rooms on all three sides and has, or four sides, and has that restaurant thing in the middle and the glass elevators.
Okay.
We don't make atrium hotels anymore, but we should. I love them. The Embassy Suites, there's one in Fort Smith. They're, you can't beat a good atrium hotel. They're fantastic.
Huh.
I love them.
All right. That's
I love them.
Okay. I love them. I absolutely
love them. Guys, I love them. I love an atrium. I love a glass elevator. Right. I'm not going to lie to you.
I can't wait to talk to Chuck tomorrow. We're going to have a good time.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to talk about the whole run through.
We are going to have a good time.
The song and dance man.
Yeah.
Bum, 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 bum.
Clay Henry is texting. Kangaroo tastes like chicken.
Good. If with the right seasoning here, you know.
It's not right.
All right. Well, we are now just a little over an hour away from all of your dreams coming true. Can we get some Hall & Oates? Can we bring them out to that?
Oh, yeah.
Something like that? Okay. I got to sneeze. One more. No, I fought it off.
Look at you.
Good for me. Look at that. Picture of health, folks. You're welcome. Drive home powered by Mr. Sparky, 866.
Does Tusk show up tonight? Therapy hog?
Therapy hog. Yeah, that's good.
Just thinking out loud.
I hope people bring their therapy, or I hope they bring their pets to the rally today. That's what I hope so.
Who let a parakeet in here? What is this?
This podcast has been presented by Bet Online.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.